Hey, little girl. Yes, you. Can I talk to you for a minute? Would you mind coming over here? Well, I'm not hiding in the bushes. I'm just standing here. And of course, this is my yard. You walk by here every day. So come on over. It's shadier here anyway. Thank you. No, I don't get out much. I'm actually a little bit agoraphobic, and going much past my yard gives me quite a bit of anxiety, so I'm kind of stuck here. Well, I saw that you were walking alone today. And since I also heard that you had a birthday last week, I figure there would be very little harm in me saying hello. I do see you every day, after all. No, I hope that didn't sound like. But like I said, I don't get out much, but my yard, I feel okay in my yard, and I like to see people and walking their dogs and whatnot. And this is the way you take the walk home every day. So you're just one of the people that I've come to know. We've lived down the block from each other for years. And I know your parents. Your dad even stops by from time to time to borrow some lawn equipment. Well, the reason I stopped you today is because you were all alone. You always seem to have friends around, and today you were all by yourself. So I just wanted to say hello. Well, that's mighty sweet of you. So you're just finishing up school then, huh? And they make you wear those uniforms. I read in the paper that the school board was going to do something about dress codes because everyone was dressing too provocative. But then they go to uniforms like that, and I can't quite understand what they were trying to accomplish. Well, what I mean is, that outfit you've got on there, that's a costume for millions of guys' fantasy. Yes, I hate to admit it, but it is a fantasy costume of mine too. What do I like about it? Well, young miss, I believe you actually made me blush. I don't think it would really be right for me to tell you what I thought of that. I told you I'm a little shy. Well, like I said, I just pretty much like to get out in the yard every once in a while, and it's always nice in the afternoons. And I'll stand right here behind the bushes, and I'll just watch people. What do you mean, is that it? Well, I do see you every day. And then after I see you, well, I pretty much go inside after that. What do I do after I go inside? Right after I go inside? What do you mean? Well, of course you've got me blushing again. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't have a naughty little secret, so I guess it would be okay if you guessed. What do you get? Whatever you want. All right, whatever you want within reason. So what is it you think I do when I go back inside? Young lady, those are some filthy words coming out of such a pretty mouth. So you want me to tell you if I go inside and I stroke my cock? All right, fine. Sometimes I do. You look so happy that you were right. Yes, I did say you could have anything you want. Would I do it for you? Stroke it? Little girl, you're just playing with me, aren't you? You want me to tell you what I think about when I do it? And I've got to do it right here? Oh, you are a wicked little girl, aren't you? Okay, fine. But you stay standing right over there. Block the view of the street. All right, I'm going to take it out now. Yeah, well, it's already pretty hard. All right. That's usually how I do it. Just long, slow strokes to begin with. And what do I think about? Well, I think about you. Well, you walking by here every day in that cute little uniform. Yeah, sexy little uniform. And always laughing, and I see the curve of your tits in that tight white blouse. And the way your round ass just wiggles underneath that skirt as you walk by. Ponytail swinging, book bag over one shoulder. And it makes a man start thinking, you know. Well, little girl, I'm not sure I'm ready to tell you all that yet. All the other thoughts I have. And as much fun as this is right now, I'm afraid I'm starting to get a little stressed with the fear of maybe getting caught out here with you. I said I would, of course. Oh, you want to give me your panties? What? Use them to help get off? You want me to smell them? And wrap them around my cock and stroke myself with them? Oh, God. You knew I've been watching you, haven't you? You're a naughty little tease. Of course that's what I wanted. You're just gonna take them off right here. Oh God. Oh fuck, child, that's so sexy. You want me to smell? Soon. Oh God. You want me to smell them again? Oh, you're gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come, aren't you, little girl? Oh, you dirty girl. Oh God. Oh, you could leave them for me every day. Oh, yes, I'll wrap them around my cock and stroke myself. Oh, fuck. Okay, yes, I'll tell you anything. Yes, I think about you when I do this every day. Yes. I lust after you. Because you're beautiful. Oh God. Do I call you any names? Dirty names. Oh, little one. Yes, yes, I do. I call you a beautiful little slut. fell down, stretched out, made to gag. Oh, and filled with cum. Yes. Oh, yes, I'm gonna cum. Yes. You want me to fill up your panties? Come right on the crotch. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, anything for you, my darling whore. Oh. Oh. You want them back? What are you gonna do with them? Are you gonna put them on and rub them against your shaved pussy? And when you get home, you're gonna rub yourself off in them, stroking that hot little cunt of yours until you come. Will you come back and tell me about it tomorrow? Thank you, little girl. It was nice meeting you.